This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. Jen Tui, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tim Richards.
Rebounding today. We can see highs in the 40s this afternoon. More clouds, more rain expected. Temperatures taken to a dive overnight. The next 2 days, I'm not going to talk about the weather because I think it's highs in the 20s. And then early next week, it's back into the 50s. So then I can report the weather. So
we'll take that. Just no rain. It was so rainy yesterday afternoon into last night. It was the worst.
I know it's not here yet. This is why I can argue, and it wouldn't be the correct argument, but I could push towards spring being the worst.
Because of the moist,
if you
grossness.
Love, I just don't, I'm not a skier, I'm not a snowboarder, those type of things. Sure, I'll take my daughter to go sled riding and things like that. And when it's, cold outside, you can only be outside so long. Like, I understand all that. But at least in the winter months, if that's what you want to do, you can do that. You can go outside. You can enjoy the snow. You can do things. When it's sloppy and rainy and slushy and muddy and the snow's all dirty, what are you doing outside? You can't do anything outside in the spring.
And don't even talk to me about trying to get Millie, my dog, outside to go to the bathroom last night.
So dogs are smarter than us. And we know you have to go potty. I know. And then there's I would like to, because I have rugs. I think I have a designated paw towel for the dogs to try to not get the mud, because my man Snoop, that's our dog's name, he will just immediately then jump on the couch
of course.
It's muddy paws. I'll put blankets on the couch.
Yes.
I do not have an answer to that. You think I would? I had my old dog Cole, who passed away, I don't know, 3-4 years ago. For almost 15 years, we've had Snoop for 2 years. I still have no answer to, how do you dress? Do I have to put boots on the dog, then take the boots off at the door?
How do you even get him out of the door?
I went outside
last night with the door wide open, staring at Millie. The backyard's fenced in. She literally stared at me and laid down and looked at me like, nah, I'm good.
Maybe we can get an answer to that at 7:10. I don't have an answer to that at all. Except for, Snoop, I know you have to go potty.
Right.
Get out here. We all do the same. There has to be an answer.
Oh, my God, yes.
Has to be an answer.
Yes.
Let's get to it. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Somebody listening to the Jen and Tim Show for the first time, what in the world is dead guy in an envelope?
Well, he's a guy. He's dead. He's in the envelope. You just have to guess who he is. If you do, there's no prize. We started this game right at the beginning of the year.
There's the envelope right there.
Played it last year, too. It took till November. One guess per day. That's it. One guess.
And that guess can be yours. Is that alluring? Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Dead guy in an envelope. We would love your guess.
Well, before I give you my guess, I have a prejudiced answer or question.
Yeah.
Why is it only a guy? Why isn't it never a girl?
Because I did Dead Guy in an Envelope last year. People, I don't know, maybe millions of people asked for the game to come back.
No.
And I've addressed this before where I actually felt a little odd. This is, you can blame me, that I did not go to Dead Gal in an Envelope. I don't know why. I just didn't want to. I don't have another way.
You don't like how it feels.
I didn't.
He doesn't like how it feels.
I didn't, and that's the only answer. Maybe the next time we play the game.
Who says there's another time?
Well, she's asking the question.
Oh, my gosh, no.
And by the millions of people did not request it back.
That actually took you 30 seconds to address.
No, I heard it. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
All right. Shout out to H60, and my guess is Meatloaf.
It's not Meatloaf. He was the last one, though.
I almost thought about doing that and putting Meatloaf back into the envelope. So that was a good, like, Jen and Tim Show. Mm-hmm. They might do something like that, guess. We appreciate that. We appreciate you listening. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Have a good day.
I think that was an official request, so I'm going to write it down for Dead Gal in an Envelope. Next.
Really? No, I don't think
Did you hear the phone call?
She doesn't want you to play the game. She just asked why it's not Dead Girl.
That wasn't my takeaway. It's Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites. I don't know what'll be next. I don't know what'll be next. I have no idea what will be next.
But you know what?
It'll be a totally
no worries.
Thing.
No worries, Tim, because it's going to be months before you need to figure it out.
It could be tomorrow.
It could be, but I bet it won't.
It could be tomorrow.
Bet it won't.
End February with a bang. You don't know. You have no idea.
Now, that would be amazing.
So, thank you for the call. We appreciate that.
So, another day, another close call with two airplanes coming too close to each other. What's going on?
Can we get a plane person on? Can we get a pilot? Can we get I can't think of the people in the tower. The traffic.
The air traffic controllers.
Can we get after air?
We got to call my neighbors.
Is this just now the stories that we hear because there were events that happened? Is this more than usual? Is this normal? Is this less than usual? We just have our heightened awareness with things that are going on. I don't understand what's happening because we all probably in the summer months have something booked. I usually go to Las Vegas once a year. I'm going to walk.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to have to drive to Vegas this year. I don't know. You know what? We do need an airplane expert because you're right. I want to know if the stories are just flagged now. They've always happened, and they're flagged because we had like one major incident, and now we're reporting
on
them.
And Southwest pilot is like a low-key hero. Nobody talks about
this is a different one.
I'm just saying from because this was yesterday. That's why we should not be getting confused on the stories.
I know.
I'm just saying nobody, maybe they are. They should be commending this guy. How did he pull back up? He keeps going down that runway. He's going to smash into that private jet.
All right. I know is if I were on that particular Southwest plane, I am certain I would have had a complete heart attack.
And you realize why. And you get off of there, and I hugged that pilot.
Yes.
I hugged that pilot. Yes. So we got another story coming
up. Yes. It's 39 degrees in Columbia Station, our Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Actress Michelle Trachtenberg has passed away, best known for her roles on shows like Gossip Girl and Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Her cause of death not reported. She was 39 years old. An American Airlines plane arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport discontinued its landing and performed a go-around. This happened after an air traffic controller directed them to do so in order to avoid getting too close to another aircraft that was departing from the same runway. The FAA reported that afterward, the flight landed safely and normally. Ownership team behind the Burntwood Tavern announced they're closing two more locations, Chagrin Falls and Lynnhurst. They'll close in March, the North Olmsted location currently being renovated. It was earlier this year that the Crocker Park location closed permanently.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. Good morning to you. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
I don't know, but I think I'm getting into the, I don't want the rain. I think I'd just rather be cold. It was the rain was so gross and like muck and all that like leftover remnant snow and ice and stuff. And the worst part of it all, I think, was trying to get Millie to go out to go potty last night.
So I love our dog, Cole. You love your dog, Millie. We all love our pets. This time of year, Snoop loves the snow. I have to pretty much, you know, have a treat or something to let him back into the door because he will play for an hour in the snow, does not care about the temperature. The rain situation, and those of us with pets that we let the pets outside, or maybe you've had previous pets that, I have the question because it is now the time of year where the snow has melted and the mud prevails and the grass prevails. And we all know the remnants that are left under the snow after it begins to melt. That becomes an entire process. How is there a technique that works letting the dog back into the home so there isn't, I don't know, mud everywhere?
Oh, yeah, that too.
Or the wet underbelly. I mean, I get it. I get it. It's wet. What are they supposed to do? Let alone, and that's the first question, let alone even, I don't know, they know it's rainy. They don't want to go outside.
That's my issue. Like, I'm not even kidding you. Last night, Millie, I opened the back door and she looks outside, sees it's raining, and looks at me like, no, I'm not doing that. So I try a couple times. I can't get her to go out. I go on with my evening, bladder of steel, apparently. Finally, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go out there and encourage her to come out. We have like a little roofed area. So I walk out through the rain part, go under the roofed area, and I sit down like thinking, oh, she's going to come out. Right. I'm going to encourage her because she'll see that I'm doing it. Because, of course, that's the rationale of a dog. Oh, my human's doing it. I'll come outside and do it. She stood in the door and just stared at me, I don't know, a few minutes, and then just ever so gently and daintily laid down and just looked at me like she just got real comfy. Like she didn't go out. She didn't go out.
They're so smart. They're
they
so
are.
Smart. What do you
and
do?
So
when,
cute.
So what do you do when you let them in? Is there some type of TikTok hack or Temu rubber pad or something that you use when they come back in? I have no idea. I try to wipe the feet off. There are clearly when you're walking back into the, there's a mat there. Nothing works.
But the wipe off, I mean, the dog doesn't want wiped and you're not getting a full wipe off. So then there's still mud getting everywhere in the house. It's a sloppy mess.
Maybe you have the answer. They're doggy rain boots that you're taking on off. I'm serious. There has to be something that you know. Where's our insiders? Where's the secret? Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. Spring right around the corner. But then we let our dogs out in this muddy mess.
And it's so sloppy, and it's so... And my dog doesn't even want to go out in it.
Will she go out now because it was overnight, and she hasn't done the potty thing in hours? Or is it still a pain first thing in the morning? I know you're not there, but if Nate's letting...
Nate will get her out. She'll go. What does that mean? He'll get her out. He'll pick her up and take her out. I'm just not going to that level. I'm like, you know what? It's raining. I don't want to go out there either.
What if she pees in the house?
She didn't. He got her to go out last night, like late last night. Yeah. But it's just funny to me how she looks, like the minute the door opens, she looks at the rain and looks at me like, doing it.
I'm just curious if there's a hack. You have a pet, you're letting the pet outside, the pet's coming back inside, they did their thing, whatever. They are wet, they are muddy, now you what? That's really kind of the fill in the blank, because is there a paw towel that you have next to the back door? Is there just a series of runner mats?
you need wipe downs.
Because it's an entire process. All right, go right ahead.
Mine doesn't go in the grass when it's muddy. He goes on the cement and comes back in the house.
What did she say? He what?
He just goes in the cement.
Millie does that too. When it's snowy, she'll go right on the cement and there are just piles and piles and piles.
Yes.
Cameron sent a message, says, we have three dogs. The only thing I've found is the wipe off is certainly best. Otherwise, I put a towel or dog rug down. Is there a specific dog rug?
Yeah.
Show them a treat as they're on their way back in. So they immediately sit on that towel or dog rug and I keep them sitting there for as long as I feel like I can and then give them the treat. Most of the mud is then soaked into the rug or towel. Not perfect, but best thing I've found.
That is. It's the best thing we've heard so far. Thank you, Cameron. We appreciate that, brother. Thank you for DMing us. You want to hear about the paw wash on Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, before we get to Trump Tui here?
Yes, I do.
Apparently a way to help as you're letting the dogs outside to come back inside. It's all muddy. It's all rainy. It's all nasty. What do you do? What do you do? You have the answer. Go right ahead.
I bought on Amazon a little container. It's a cup about 5 or 6 inches tall. It's about 3 inches around. And you put warm water in it. And then inside it has little rubber little things that you stick your dog's paw in, you swish the cup around, and then all you have to do is, with a towel, dry the paw off.
Paw wash. That's
I love need. That. Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.